Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Up until a few months ago, I was like, I'll just live in cities until I die because all of the things that I really love to do are accessible in a city. Dating cute boys and going to museums and the theater and the opera. Riding the subway and meeting 10 new people a day. It's thrilling. Living in New York City, I felt like I was really living life to the fullest. My name is Austin Dale, and I spent the last year in New York City doing editorial for the company Metrograph. It's a cinema on the Lower East Side that's also sort of an event space and a restaurant and a luxury brand sort of thing. And I was doing interviews with filmmakers and actors as they would come through and publish essays on films that we would be showing. It was a pretty good gig. I was a lucky guy. But in March, our theater closed. We tried for many, many, many weeks to try and figure out how to make Metrograph a digital entity. And it just didn't happen. So I was laid off. And my life went from very exciting and very packed and sort of blessed to very small. And so it was a split-second decision when I decided to move out to Provincetown, Cape Cod. Provincetown is geographically extremely isolated. There's one road to get there, or you could get there by boat. Massachusetts called Provincetown for the longest time Helltown, because it was so far away from everything and it wasn't really policed. You could get away with whatever you wanted. So people would come down Cape, and if you were a pirate or a drunk or a homosexual, you went to Helltown. Despite the fact that Provincetown is now bougie and, you know, a lot of rich gays have their summer homes here, it has maintained that sort of outsider rebel spirit. It's still a place where freaks can kind of set up shop if you feel that you can't live anywhere else. And when I arrived, I sort of gave myself 48 hours to come up with a job and come up with housing for the summer. And so I threw myself at the town and asked everyone what was available. And I was very, very lucky with my timing. It's different this summer because everybody is masked. But when you're riding your bike down Commercial Street, you are inevitably waving at dozens of people in the span of 5 minutes.
Morning. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Here you go.
Thanks, babe.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, have a good day, guys. See you later.
There's a lot of visible love and fellowship.
After work?
Yeah, going to work, and then later today, a bunch of us are going to go down to the Royal Fleet Drive-In for the John Waters double feature. Hey, Lorenzo, how are you? Too many people.
Provincetown is sort of my spiritual home. I lived in Provincetown in the summer of 2014, right after I graduated from college. I was a houseboy at an inn, and that's exactly what I'm doing right now. In a sense, I've gone back to where I was when I was 23 and getting out of school. It's a lovely Victorian bed and breakfast. I do a sort of prepackaged breakfast meal and deliver it to the rooms. And then I tidy up the place because there's inevitably some sort of debauchery from the night before left over. I feel much more myself here than I do pretty much anywhere else. So I feel really connected to my queerness. I feel really connected to nature. I feel really connected to a community when I'm here. I feel like I'm connected to my artistic practice and also just like my enjoyment of literature and reading and things when I'm here. I feel like I can really weave that into my identity in a way that's not possible in New York. I don't know, I feel like it's a town that has always sort of taken care of me, and I've always known that it was here if there was going to be a time where I needed to be comforted and sort of rehabilitated from city life. And I suppose now I feel like I was exhausting myself. The job and the job environment were really fucking with my sense of self. Just the uncertainty of my career was really draining me in ways that I didn't even realize. Having either had my name in print or a cool job in TV or a cool job at a cool company in New York, I have had no shortage of that particular kind of validation. Like, you're doing a cool job, therefore you're awesome. You don't always feel that way, but at least at the end of the day, you look at your LinkedIn profile and you're like, okay, I'm doing fine. You know, this is what success is supposed to look like when you're 29 years old and working in a city and trying to be somebody. A lot of what has happened in my career has been practically by accident. A lot of the fun things that I've had, I didn't pursue. This I pursued, you know? I drove out to the Cape to be here and do what I'm doing. That feels like success to me more so than anything I did in New York. And now that I've given all that up, life is lovely. I don't feel like I'm missing anything. I love it, I love it, I love it. I think someone on Twitter called my new life like a white gay fantasy. It's absolutely a function of my privilege that I'm able to step away and do this. But just because I left New York doesn't mean I, you know, left a pandemic. Here in Provincetown, when I arrived, they hadn't had any cases in many weeks. Masks are mandatory when you're walking around town. Provincetown is a tourist destination for queer people. And for the first couple weeks before the tourists really came, there was just a lot of trust, and we would go to beach bonfires and enjoy the summer normally, but responsibly. Now that the tourists are here, it's a little bit different. This town has done a lot of work to keep COVID out, and the whole town has made a lot of major sacrifices in order to get the cases down to zero, as they have been for weeks and weeks here. And all of that hard work could be undone by just one tourist who throws a sex party. So that's a concern for us all. And we have to be very stringent about the precautions that we're taking. In the meantime, while we wait this out, my heart really goes out to everyone who's really suffering. I am committed to being a positive part of this community rather than just someone who's here to get away, because you can't really get away from a pandemic. You have to be a part of keeping other people safe and taking care of everyone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.